And now let's look at what a database can reveal to us about the past. People who want to find out more about the fate of Holocaust victims have a new resource. A partnership between the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum and Ancestry.com allows people to sift online by name through documents that previously required a painstaking manual search. It's called the World Memory Project. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Both of Joe Finkelstein's parents are Holocaust survivors, but his father and grandfather were separated at the Mauthausen concentration camp right before the people there were freed in May of 1945.
He never saw him again, and he had learned after the war that he had died. He had survived liberation and died, but he didn't know how and where and what happened to him.
Finkelstein asked the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum to search through more than 170 million documents in its archive.
Took a while because the records are not indexed. They have to do it all manually.
Now some of that information is available online and people can search it themselves by name. More information is available as the process continues, and the museum provides free copies of documents on request.
It's very critical to get this information to survivors and their families as soon as possible.
Lisa Yavnai is director of the World Memory Project for the museum. Since May, more than 2,000 people from around the world have indexed more than 700,000 records. That means data on more than 30,000 people can be searched online. Yavnai says the information can be entered by anyone, and it comes from various historical documents.
Records from the Krakow ghetto, record from Ukraine, from Odessa, records from Romania.
Ancestry.com's Quentin Atkinson says there were internal methods to check the accuracy of the information so families can rely on it.
Family members and even survivors are able to use these records to complete a story.
The museum's manual search took 3 years, but it was able to tell Joe Finkelstein that his grandfather, Jacob, died in 1945, 4 days after being liberated by U.S. soldiers. The museum also found a photo, and Finkelstein was able to present it to his 86-year-old father.
Now, every day he sits with a picture of the gravestone and a picture of his father on his coffee table, and he talks to his father.
Joe Finkelstein says his family is fortunate, and he hopes other families will access the information or help contribute to it and be able to finish their own stories. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.